The following pre-recorded program, paid for by Apartment Water Solutions, LLC, does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff, management, or ownership of this station.
Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining in to Multifamily Matters, which is the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. Today we have a great show with a wonderful power panel of industry mover and shakers who are experts on the topic of today's show. In recent years, apartment ownership and sales have been extremely active, and apartment properties are being bought and sold at seemingly record paces. With this in mind, our topic of today's show is important things you should know when buying a multifamily property. Joining us on our power panel of experts is apartment investor and owner Swapnil Agarwal, founder and managing principal of Nitya Capital, which is a privately held real estate firm based in Houston. It focuses on the acquisition and management of opportunistic and value-added multifamily properties. Also joining the panel is Michael Thompson, senior vice president of CBRE and their debt and structured financing group. And rounding out the panel is Wayne Allen, executive vice president of Ted W. Allen & Associates, an independent insurance agency that specializes in multifamily habitational insurance. So, the topic, what to know when investing or purchasing a multifamily property from an insurance standpoint, Wayne, what should an investor owner understand about insurance when purchasing multifamily?
Well, before buying a property, an owner should understand that insurance is about the principle of indemnity. It's about putting you back after a claim how you were before the claim. And we do that with several types of coverages: property coverage, flood coverage, excess flood coverage, liability, excess liability, umbrella, D&O, on and on. So there's many different ways that we can indemnify the owner. And those are some of the products that we use to help with the property.
And just for the listeners' benefit, can you tell us a little bit about the different types of coverage when someone's buying it that they need to understand?
Well, first of all, you have your property coverage, and the property coverage covers the property from hazards such as fire, windstorm, things like that. Then you have flood coverage, which is specific. It covers flood. Then you have excess flood coverage. It covers what the federal flood pool will not cover. You also have liability coverage, which covers you against lawsuits or any negligence that you may have. Let's say swimming pools. If somebody trips and falls on your location, that's where liability. Plus, you have excess liability, which, you know, is a many times overlooked segment of insurance. A lot of single and, you know, two location owners don't buy excess liability. Well, you know, if you have a swimming pool and you don't buy excess liability, you only have with your general liability policy a $1 million limit. You have somebody drown or die in your swimming pool, the chances are you're going to be sued for over $1 million. So that's where you need the excess liability. It sits on top of the primary liability and raises your limit.
Okay. And Michael, from a lender standpoint, at what point does insurance play a role in trying to get the loan processed? When do you bring in someone like Wayne?
As early as possible is the answer, because the insurance line item and the expenses is critical when you're underwriting the asset to determine what loan proceeds that the property will qualify for. So if somebody has an accurate premium estimate on the front end for our underwriting purposes, that's helpful. So if somebody's acquiring a property and the premium that they are asking us to underwrite is significantly less than what the property has historically shown, we can underwrite that, and that's beneficial to loan proceeds as long as that premium can be delivered. So if somebody can deliver something early on that's reliable, then that is key to the underwriting process for the loan.
Swapnil, when you're purchasing a property, what do you do as far as bringing in someone like Wayne to to take a look at the property to be able to get the process going on purchasing it?
Yeah, there's two components to analyzing the insurance code. I think the number one most important factor is the 5-year loss runs. And what I mean by that is how many claims the property has had in the last 5 years. And, you know, obviously, the more the claims the property has had, your insurance premium is going to be higher. And secondly, you know, as it relates to that, obviously, you're trying to minimize the premium you're paying for the insurance while getting the maximum coverage possible. So that's, you know, where that's where RAIN comes in, where, you know, the relationships Ted Allen and Associates have with, you know, various insurance providers throughout the country and even internationally. You know, the important aspect is how do you get the insurance provider or carrier to underwrite the asset risk, the geographic risk, the property risk, and try to get the best coverage at the cheapest rate possible.
Okay. And I guess you'd mentioned getting the 5-month loss history, and this is a question for any of you guys. How easy is that to get? Is that something that you get from the seller? Is that something you that's on record somewhere?
Yeah, it's a 5-year loss run. So yeah, it's always a challenge because in a lot of cases, the sellers have not owned that property for 5 years. So their typical answer is that, you know, we can provide you since we've owned the property, so which could be 2 years, 3 years, 1 year.
Right.
And that's when, you know, it becomes important how aggressive you get. And, you know, when we're negotiating the purchase and sale agreement, that's obviously a point of negotiation in terms of due diligence items that we need from the sellers.
Right.
So getting as much history on that asset as possible is a very important factor in it.
And Wayne, you're brought in, or you maybe you would like to be brought in that due diligence time period to be able to get the information you need to be able to provide an accurate quote for the buyer.
Yeah, that's correct. As soon as I have any idea that they're looking at a property, I mean, before they've even decided, hey, we're going to make a bid on this, I'd like to know, because the more time I have in order to prepare my things, the better able I am to shop and use strategy to aggressively target underwriters and pitch underwriters on a deal. The longer I have, the better for me. And the loss run, the swamp mill was saying, those are very, very important. That's one of the most important things I think that you can do when buying a location. One of the most is obtain loss runs, because if you don't have 5-year hard copy loss runs, really and truly, you could pay more than you need to for the next 5 years, especially if we're trending into a hard market like we are now. The market is now, it's hardening.
In Houston.
Well, right. Actually worldwide for habitational.
Okay.
It's countrywide for sure in habitational, the market is hardening. Even in Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio, places like that, it's still hardening. It's hardening there too. And with the hard market, that means there's less capacity to go around. Underwriters aren't going to throw out their capacity on something that they're not sure about, that they don't have factual data right here that shows, hey, this is exactly what the claims have been. No ifs, ands, or buts. This is what they were. This is how much was paid out. This was the date of the loss, and this was the cause of the loss. So, you know, underwriters like to know everything about a risk before they go into it. I hate to start off a marketing pitch with short of loss runs, because I feel like if I go into a deal, working on a deal, and I'm short of loss runs, the underwriter's automatically going to think, well, they're hiding something.
Right.
So you got to get those before you close on a location. There is some way to get those loss runs, but once you close, the owner has no incentive to get you the loss runs anymore. They can say, and I've heard this 100 times, we'll get you the loss runs after we close. We'll get you the loss runs after we close. Well, I'll tell you, that never happens.
Right. That's right. You had mentioned occupancy rates. What does that play as far as when you're doing your due diligence and insurance?
Well, they do have a correlation. If you go into a location and let's say they have a 50% occupancy rate or a 65% occupancy rate, the underwriter is going to automatically assume, hey, there's something wrong with this property. It's neglected maintenance. That's why there's people, you know, not here. If the occupancy rate's low. What I typically do, if I've got a deal like Swampnail buys a lot of locations, and he's able to buy them because he can see where he can add value to those locations. That's how he does his deal. He right. adds value to them. If they were fully occupied, making all the money they could, there'd be no reason he could for him to buy them.
Right.
So on deals like that, I'll go in and say, I'll paint a picture. You know, I'll say this is how much he's going to spend on this location once he buys it. You know, he's going to take care of this location. He's going to bring the quality of the asset up. So while occupancy rates may be low now, this is what I'll tell the underwriter, while occupancy rates are low now, they are going to quickly come up because I have a buyer here that's done this, has a track record of doing this over and over and over again, and is very successful at it.
Good.
So I'll kind of pitch that, and which is, it's not really a pitch, it's absolute truth.
Correct.
I mean, that's what he does.
Right.
And I think we have actual, you know, data to support the value that we're going to add.
Right.
Because we, you know, we, in any deal that we buy or we have bought in the last 4 years, you know, we have actual rehab dollars that we spend.
Right.
And that's part of the lender package or presentations we put together for equity and debt. And, you know, typically we're spending about, you know, anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a door.
Yeah.
And that, you know, includes improving the interior quality of their apartment complex, but at the same time, taking care of a lot of deferred maintenance.
Sure.
So putting in new roofs, concrete, pavements, balcony, patios, plumbing, HVAC, so you name it. Plus a lot of this Class B and C, what you've seen in the last 5 years, you're not buying an apartment which has low occupancy because right. the demand for these assets are always there. So a lot of the value add is actually running the property smoother, running your expenses in a better way than your previous seller has done, and then also trying to increase the rents for the better quality of amenities and services that new tenants are going to get.
Okay, great, great. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500 or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. Today, we are discussing important things you should know when buying a multifamily property. Before we jump back into the topic, I want to remind all of our listeners that if you would like to find out more about the show, make suggestions for topics and guests, or listen to any of the archived episodes, you can go to our website, which is multifamilyradio.com. Joining me in the studio is Swapnil Agrawal with Nitya Capital, Michael Thompson with CBRE, and Wayne Allen with Ted W. Allen and Associates. And we were talking a lot about things in the first segment that you need to do with your due diligence and the different types of insurance coverage that is out there. From a lender's perspective, Michael, what do you need to do as far as preparing to produce the documents and so forth that you would need to take to a lender?
Well, obviously that's a critical step, and sponsors should be prepared to send us a pro forma on the property, basically how they plan to operate the property specifically for the next 24 to 36 months. Also, we like to know exactly what kind of loan that the sponsor is looking for, whether that be a Freddie Mac loan, a Fannie Mae loan, otherwise known as agency loans, a bridge loan, which is inclusive of some capital expenditure dollars that they wish to put back into the property, what kind of leverage they're looking for, and then other hot buttons such as what's most important to them. Is it rate? Is it leverage? Is it interest only? Things like that. So as soon as we get the information from the sponsor, then we consult with them about what they're looking for, and then we take the deal to the market after we put together our lending package. And similar to what Wayne mentioned in the previous segment, we're selling the sponsor, his track record, what he plans to do with the property itself, the location, et cetera. So that's the critical first steps when we are going to market on a loan for a sponsor.
Okay. Swapnil, Michael mentioned, you know, what the strategy is going to be for managing and operating the property for 24 to 36 months. With the properties that you've been buying and so forth, what is your hold strategy? What is your typical hold strategy?
Yeah, we typically underwrite a five-year hold.
Mm-hmm.
Our strategy includes implementing the rehabs in the first 24 to 36 months. And during that time, the goal is to spend the dollars improving the property physically, run the property better operationally. So we're trying to do two things: maximize the revenues, minimize the expenses, so that our net operating income, NOI as it's called in the industry, increases. Once the NOI has increased, the goal is to refinance the property with a more permanent type of debt and hopefully realize some cash out for equity investors and mm-hmm. continue to hold the asset for another 2 to 3 years. But again, we are very opportunistic. So if there's a good offer that comes within that time frame, you know, we are, you know, a company that doesn't have too many layers of guys that make decisions. It's just me and my partner.
Right.
We can make quick decisions. So we have sold properties within 2 years, within 1 year. It all depends on the market conditions. And if that offer is good and what we can do with the proceeds that we are realizing from the sale, if the market is good, where we can take those proceeds and buy another property and add more value there versus holding on to this property, we will probably do that.
Right. And I know when we were talking before the show, you told me that you've in recent years expanded your portfolio outside of Houston, where you've got five or so properties up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I've talked with several folks in the multifamily industry, and they said that the market in Houston has been such that they're looking at secondary markets, areas surrounding Houston where they can probably find, in their eyes, a little bit better deal. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing that too, or are you still finding a lot of good deals available in Houston?
You know, it's funny, right? Because, you know, last 2+ years, Houston was supposedly going through a downturn with oil prices, you know, $26, $30 a barrel. And right after Hurricane Harvey, I think the market changed. And it's, I mean, if you look back and think, it's only been, you know, less than 6 months. And now all of a sudden, you know, Houston is a place to be and investors want to buy in Houston. So I find that quite, you know, interesting. And I sometimes laugh, you know, when I'm thinking about it. But, you know, ultimately, you know, real estate, if you think as an industry, as an asset, it's a long-term play.
Right.
Right. People who want instant gratification, they want to make quick returns. This is not the place they should be investing.
Right.
And especially multifamily, because, again, we're talking about housing. The asset that we play in is typically is workforce housing. So, you know, the reason we find this asset interesting is because there's always going to be demand for this type of asset, because you're always going to have, you know, especially Houston or Texas in general, you have a huge amount of net migration, you know, a lot of population growth, job growth. So if you can manage the property right, you can buy it at the right location, you'll do well.
Mm-hmm.
But if people are looking to make a quick dollar and then they start looking at secondary and tertiary markets, for us, there's still a good amount of assets available. Plus, you know, we've been fortunate that we have a good track record now of closing transactions. So we get a first look at a lot of deals that not many other buyers are getting a look at.
Right.
But again, the pricing has gone up given so much interest has come, you know, not only from, you know, investors from other states, but also a lot of international buyers are starting to become interested in Houston again.
Yeah, and Michael, I was speaking with a small investor group recently that had put a bid in on a property in the northwest side of Houston, and they were kind of shocked. They thought they had done a pretty good job of their due diligence and made a fair offer. They were shocked at how much higher the other bids were than theirs. Are you still seeing that type of a situation?
We are. And the reason is the multifamily investment has become very popular, both with private investors, small investor groups, probably similar to the one that you're speaking with, mm-hmm. institutional groups. It used to be that institutional groups were typically chasing newer Class A assets, new build type projects. And now there are funds that are raised to chase and acquire assets more like what Nitya Capital acquires, B class, C class assets. And so what's happening is there's a lot of money chasing deals, and they're getting bid up late in the process.
Right.
So people are waiting until the last minute, until offers are due, basically sandbagging their offers. And people who are less experienced in the market go in with an offer thinking that it's probably going to be a winning quote based on guidance from either a broker or maybe a seller directly or something like that, and are shocked to realize how much these deals are getting bid up. And we're seeing that across multiple markets, certainly within Houston. Deals that CBRE is listing and other shops that we track as well, almost in all cases, if it's a marketed transaction, the deal is getting bid up.
Okay. And Wayne, with your multifamily client base, are you seeing those same types of active needs for quotes on the front end?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I got one yesterday. I've got a client that's looking at acquiring a property right off of Braes Bayou. Mm-hmm. So people are bidding and bidding and bidding, it seems like. It's probably twice a week I have somebody asking me for a cost indication. So yeah, I've seen it's a really active market, it seems like. And you know, people are bidding on these deals and bidding high on them.
And for the benefit of our listeners, when somebody calls you and asks you for that cost indication, what kind of turnaround time do you have to be able to do that?
Normally, it's not long. Normally, I can look at a deal, sit down and look at it, and I'll look at it on Google Maps, and I'll drive around the area on Google Maps, and I'll look at all the data, put it together, and I can normally come up with something off the top of my head that I think is something reasonable I could get it done for. However, in the case of the call that I got, actually, I got the email on Saturday. It was in a flood zone, mm-hmm. and it was right off of Braes Bayou, and it's hard for me to quote flood in my head, so I wanted a quote from FEMA. So I got on their website. They kicked it back because the flood maps are being withdrawn, and it may take me up to 7 days to get an accurate figure. Plus, I know the mortgage company is going to require excess flood, which is very costly, and so I can't get excess flood figures until I can get primary flood figures, so you know, it may take me 7 days on this deal, but typically I'd say 85% of the cost indications I provide, I can provide them within 2 hours of me analyzing a deal. I can look at it and tell you, unless there's a situation like that where it wasn't mapped on the flood map. So,
well, certainly sounds reasonable. And just, we got about 30 seconds before we have to take a break, but Michael, what's the typical turnaround time on your end when someone is trying to get financing?
For an initial assessment, we can give you an indication within a couple of days once we have all the information we need. To get hard quotes, I mean, you're typically looking at 1 to 2 weeks, depending on how prepared the sponsor's information is on the front end.
Okay, great. Well, I just want to let our listeners know that there are other ways to listen other than live right here on Business 1110 KTEK. You can listen to a live stream on Fridays at 10 a.m. at the KTEK website, which is www.business1110ktek. You can listen live on the iHeartRadio app or the Business 1110ktek app. And you can always go to our website at multifamilyradio.com to listen to this episode and any archived episodes. And we invite you to follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. We are going to be right back, and we're going to jump in the next segment to the hurricane situation in Houston and what that does to the multifamily industry. We'll be right back after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Multifamily Matters. Today, we are discussing important things you should know when buying a multifamily property. I want to take a quick moment and thank our sponsors, our exclusive sponsors, eConserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the United States. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, provides professional irrigation water management. And Ted W. Allen and Associates, specializing in multifamily habitational insurance since 1967. We touched a little bit in the last segment about Hurricane Harvey. And I know when we were talking before we started to tape the show, there were some conversations about what's happened to the insurance market. And Houston is in a interesting area where we have potential for a lot of natural-type disasters, whether they be hurricanes, windstorms, hail, whatever it might be. So what has happened specifically since Harvey and maybe since Hurricane Ike and with all the other potential natural disasters, what's happened to what drives the premiums in the insurance market for multifamily properties, Wayne?
Well, I'll tell you, the market is hardening. Before Harvey, the market was hardening. We talked before, you know, this segment started about Ike. Really, after Ike, we had a long stretch of a softening market where rates were cheap. You get them all day long. Underwriters weren't too concerned about underwriting. But now, after these storms, it's a different ball game. You know, some of the carriers that are in the market now have slated and said everything that we renew is going to be a 20 to 35% increase. Mm-hmm. Some carriers completely exited the market. Many Lloyd's of London syndicates have even shut down and are not writing anything else because they lost so much money from not just Harvey, but the hurricane and Puerto Rico and all the other natural disasters that happened in 2017. I mean, we had a bad year for natural disasters. So you've got carriers exiting the marketplace. You know, people are getting really stringent on underwriting, really taking a close look at things because, you know, they're trying to underwrite for a profit. But I'll tell you, there's still ways, even in the hard market, to get things done. It's surprising, you know, when you hear all the big players that are normally in this market writing the coverages that we look for, when you see them say, oh, well, we're increasing rates. Well, there's still ways to get deals done, very competitive deals, because there are some new carriers that are in the marketplace that are kind of taking some of that. So I see in the marketplace right now, if you are with a carrier that you were with last year, the previous 2 years, you better make sure that you're shopped to all the other carriers that are available, because those carriers are just trying to reshuffle their book. I've heard that some people are saying, Well, we're trying to get rid of our PML drivers, and that's what those PML drivers are, the ones that increase the premiums, the ones that are closer to the water, the ones that have a lot of claims. And they're telling their carriers, hey, we're trying to decrease our PML drivers. So they're loading up those properties with increases, which they will probably lose because the other players that are in the market are now coming and getting really aggressive and competitive on those deals. But those carriers will just replace that PML driver with another PML driver for less money. So it's kind of a shuffle back and forth. The market is definitely hardening. I would say on most of my deals, I've seen between a 7.5% to 15% increase. With a few deals that are kind of complex deals, I've seen the 70% increases and 100% increases. But most of them are between 7 and 10. But there's still ways to get deals done. You just got to know how to do it. There's still ways. There's carriers that are in there ready to write business. But the marketplace has changed, and it's harder to do business than it was.
And Michael, from a lending standpoint, these natural disasters that have been occurring, what do you find lenders are wanting or needing?
They just want clarification on what the effect to the property was. So our most recent issues in Houston, obviously flooding is the primary concern. But as far as lending goes, we haven't seen anybody completely, there's a few exceptions, but the primary lenders, there has not been anybody that's just bowed out of the market.
Okay.
If anything, we've seen a lot of the properties operations significantly improve. And as a result, we are able to underwrite the properties for some better proceeds for refinances. We've had some recent events like that. Now, if a property was extremely low occupancy, 65, 70%, and as a result of the storm jumped to 95%, you're not likely to get credit from the lender for all that increase.
Right, right.
But a more nominal increase, 5, 6, 8% occupancy, it's been beneficial, and surprisingly, the effects on the market as a whole, all of commercial real estate, inclusive of multifamily, were not detrimental, were not catastrophic.
Okay. And Swapnil, as far as your portfolio making it through this most recent hurricane, Harvey, how did you fare, and what advice do you have?
Yeah, you know, overall, at a portfolio level, we were quite fortunate. Out of the 37 locations that we own and manage, two of the properties flooded, but we were very lucky that those two assets had flood insurance. Mm-hmm. The rest of the assets did incur some damages, including, you know, roof issues, a lot of leaks. But, you know, with having our own in-house property management and having our own rehab team, you know, with over 400 employees, you know, we were on the ball right away. And, you know, within a few days, we were able to fix a lot of the issues so that we made a lot of those units habitable. Obviously, with the flood, we had to go through the insurance process, and it was, you know, getting the right permits taken care of. But, you know, compared to, you know, other operators and owners that have flood damage, we are, you know, 80% done. And I imagine by end of first quarter, all the, you know, 300 units that were flooded will be back online.
That's great. That's great. Wayne, before we go to the break, what should be the expectation of a property owner when something like a disaster happens, as far as the turnaround time on getting answers and being able to start repairing the damage on the property? What are the claims process? How quickly does that happen?
Well, you know, typically, I'll tell you from our experience in Harvey, it was rather fast. Mm-hmm. Swapnil got a lot of his stuff taken care of at unbelievable speeds from insurance carriers and coming out and adjusting claims. I was really surprised on how quickly the adjusting process and everything came about. You know, we turn in the claim within a day or so. You got an adjuster to contact the insured, and the adjuster goes out and takes a look at the property. I mean, it was really fast. I personally didn't have any situations which I've had in other natural disasters like Ike, where it took forever for the adjuster to call the insured back, or that didn't really happen this time. I mean, it was like people were a little bit prepared for it.
And I was going to say that I would guess when something like that happens, you mobilize your team to be able to help walk your clients through that process and kind of oversee it so that they are getting the quick response.
Absolutely, yes. When somebody calls or we get an email saying that there's been a claim, we turn the claim in immediately. You know, if we haven't heard back within a few hours from an adjuster, then we may start calling an adjuster ourselves and saying, hey, where are you on this? You know, have you assigned an adjuster? How long is it going to be until you get in touch with our insured? You know, so we're on it pretty quickly, especially in times of natural disaster.
Okay. Well, that's important. And we are certainly in an area where we can be hit by a lot of different types of natural disasters. We are going to be back with our final segment. I want to remind everyone that they can go to our website at multifamilyradio.com to find out more about this show, as well as to listen to past archived episodes. We welcome your suggestions on guests and ideas for show topics. We will be right back. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call eConserve today at 713-662-3220 for a free analysis of your property. That's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
We are back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing important things you should know when buying a multifamily property. And Wayne, I want to ask you, what are the, let's say, top three things, the top three mistakes that you see people make when they are wanting to get insurance for their multifamily properties?
Well, I would say the top three, let's see. You know, the first one would probably be, they don't really understand coverages. I know it's hard for people to understand coverage, but it's available out there. The information's available out there for you to learn about the coverages. So one of the biggest mistakes I see is they don't understand what coverages they're getting and what coverage they need. The second problem is they focus solely on price. They, you know, only care about the bottom line, which the bottom line may save you money in the short term, but you have a claim. It may cost you a lot more. The other one, and we touched on this earlier, was not getting five-year hard copy loss runs. That's how important that is. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't get them, like I said earlier, it can cost you more for the next 5 years to insure that property than it has to.
Okay. Michael, we see in the news currently that interest rates are starting to creep up a little bit. How has that affected, if it has affected at all, the market and the lending process, and what do you expect to see in the future?
Interest rates have crept up. I expect to see them continue to do so. I don't know how quickly they're going to do so, but I do personally expect them to slowly creep up. On deals today where there's a lot of competition and the underwriting is typically pretty tight from a debt service coverage ratio standpoint, it's starting to affect loan proceeds. So we expect to see that continue. And we're quoting deals currently where we're having to go back and re-quote them because rates have ticked up and we're seeing a slight downtick in loan proceeds. So that's the primary result of the rates going up. So I think we're going to keep a close eye on it this year, and we fully expect to see a little more pressure on the rates on these deals.
Okay, in the future. Swapnil, tell us a little bit about Nittany Capital and what type of properties you're looking for, and take a minute to tell our listeners about what you do.
Yeah, so Nittany Capital is a owner-operator of value-add multifamily assets all throughout Texas. We have our own in-house property management company that's called Caria Property Management. I started the company in late 2013, and we've been quite fortunate that we've grown this platform quite aggressively, and currently we own close to 12,000 units across Texas with over 400 employees and AUM of close to $1.1
billion. Wow. That's some growth in a short period of time. Michael, tell us a little bit about CBRE, and if somebody needed to get in touch with you about some lending, how do they do that?
Sure. CBRE is a fully integrated real estate company here, nationally, globally. I'm an industry veteran of 15 years in the debt and structured finance space. I'm an executive vice president over at CBRE, and if anybody wishes to reach me, they can do so at 713-787-1926.
And Wayne, I know Ted W. Allen and Associates has been around since 1967. It was started by your dad, and your sister Denise is in the business with you. Tell us a little bit about the company, as well as how do people get in touch with you?
Well, we have been in business a long time. We, you know, specialize in multifamily. We've got the relationships and the expertise that you want on your side whenever you're buying a property and you're looking to insure your asset. So that's what we do.
And you've got probably how many agents? When I've been over to your offices,
we have five agents that work for us. We've got 17 support staff right now. We've got two agents in Dallas that are working for us. But we not only write in Texas, we write all over the country. So our agents are really good. We've trained them. Our agents go through continuing education all the time, not just the licensed continuing education, but they work at it. And if anybody needs to get a hold of me, they can give me a call at 281-413-8322 or go to my website at www.tedwallen.com.
And you had mentioned the differences in the types of properties you cover. I would imagine that multifamily is a pretty special animal. So the expertise that you have in that from a multifamily standpoint would be something that would be important to an owner.
Yes, it is. We do, you know, not only multifamily as apartment complexes, but we do condominium associations as well. And it is a market. It's a hard market. It's a complex market that changes all the time. I mean, I believe that Houston probably has the highest premiums on apartment complexes than any other place in the country if you take out California with quake coverage. So, you know, it's an expensive proposition when insuring apartment complexes in Texas. So it takes somebody that's got expertise and knows how to do it.
Yeah, and I think that's important because every dollar you can save is going to mean a lot when you have those types of rates that you were talking about. Well, I want to thank everybody, Michael Thompson and Swapnil and Wayne, for being here today to talk about important things you need to know when buying a multifamily property. We will be back next Friday and every Friday at 10 a.m. with another great topic and power panel. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters. Multifamily does matter, and we again invite you to go to our website at multifamilyradio.com and get in touch with us. Let us know what your suggestions might be for future shows and guests, and listen to the archived episodes. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.